What's up? Welcome back to day two of our Wrapped in Happy 5-day Glee course on how to launch into happier living during the holiday season. I'm Keonti Lomax. I'm a certified coach, positive psychology practitioner, and your resident happiness curator. I'm passionate about equipping millennial women with practical tools for creating happier lives right now. Okay, so I'm super excited about today's topic because I feel like this is seriously an issue that's more prevalent during the holiday season or what we consider to be the end of the year, especially with the hustle and bustle of planning holiday events and gatherings for work and for family. Or if you're like me and you're one of those overachievers who set all of these goals at the beginning of the year, and you're trying to make sure that you hit every single one at the last minute, this is for you. So day two's topic of our Glee course is entitled, Let's Talk Self-Compassion, or as I like to say, how to be your own best friend. So I want to start off today's topic by talking about an unfortunate truth. So, here's an unfortunate truth for many of us. Not everyone, but many of us. For the most part, many of us are kinder and are more supportive to people outside of ourselves, meaning our friends, even strangers, than we are to our own body or person. So basically, we're kinder to people outside of ourselves than we are to ourselves. So if you are like me, an overachiever, semi-type A personality, then we tend to get carried away with what I like to call that negative mind chatter that happens on a daily basis. You know, I remember there were some days when I would just go ham on what I should have done, on what I should have said, or what I should have accomplished by now, especially around this time of the year. It's like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the year. Why haven't I accomplished X, Y, and Z? And by the time I finish creating this laundry list of things that I didn't do right, or things that I didn't do wrong, or things that I didn't check off of my goal list, I felt discouraged, anxious, stressed out, and completely overwhelmed. And sometimes to the point where I just couldn't do anything. Have you ever felt that way? Girl, let me tell you. Girl or guy, let me tell you. I get it. And we have to do something about it. So for those of you who are like me, who are more prone to be harder on yourselves, especially around the holiday season, especially towards the end of the year, we need to take a look or take a lesson from the book of Kanye. Kanye West, that is, because nobody is better to Kanye than Kanye is. And if we take a lesson from Kanye's book, we would learn the following. Thou shalt know your greatness even in a time of chaos or struggle. So here's the thing. In my mind, I feel like Kanye West is like the mastermind of self-coaching, right? Like I feel like Kanye, every single day he wakes up, let's say, you know, after a rough day, and he looks himself in the mirror, and I feel like Kanye says to himself, all right, Ye, that was crazy what you said in the interview, but you know what? You're going to kill him next time. Like, first of all, I feel like he talks in third person because he's Kanye, but I really feel like he does a great job at like self-talk. Positive self-talk, because how else could you be that confident and that sure of yourself and moving forward in the midst of chaos? I think Kanye has figured out the secret on how to be your own cheerleader, right? He's mastered the concept of being your own best friend. I know some of you may disagree, but hear me out. Nobody loves Kanye like Kanye. Nobody supports Kanye like Kanye. And nobody cheers Kanye on like Kanye. Okay. So I know, sometimes Kanye, he toes the line of narcissism. However, you have to give him credit. He has the ability to take a beating, a public beating, and still move forward in confidence. And that is something to admire. All right. So enough about Kanye. Back to you and me. So I really wanted to stop into your inbox today, or onto your iPhone or your Droid or however you're listening to me today, to say that we must get better at being kinder and supportive of ourselves. We have become experts on being the supportive girlfriend, the supportive best friend, the supportive homie lover friend, whatever. But when it comes to our own lives, we tend to drop the ball. You would never say some of the harshest things or harshest words that you say internally to one of your best friends. All of that negative mind chatter that goes on our minds on a day-to-day basis, you would never say that to someone close to you. We are very intentional and careful about what we say to people who mean a lot to us. But what about you? What about your own feelings? You spare everyone else's feelings, but what about yours? Don't you deserve to be nice and to be kind to you? All right, so I know some of you may be thinking, well, this is self-esteem issues. Well, not really. I'm not really talking about self-esteem either. Self-esteem talks more to, you know, this uber sense of confidence and self-efficacy, right? Which sometimes, like Kanye, can turn into inflated egos and narcissism. No, I'm talking about self-compassion. I'm talking about getting into the habit of being more kinder and gentler to and with yourself. So, today in our Glee course, I wanted to provide you with three ways to help you get better with being your own best friend. So what's cool about self-compassion, so we're talking about self-compassion, right? What's cool about self-compassion is that positive psychology has often done studies and found research, or have the research has shown that self-compassion helps soothe anxiety. It has positive impacts on stress. It helps to mitigate self-doubt, and it even helps to get rid of that sneaky little jerk called self-comparison. I don't know about you, but I personally have issues with all of those things from time to time, even last week. Okay? So I'm all about this thing called self-compassion. All right. Here's the time. So at this time, I want you to take out your pens, pencils, notepads, iPads, chalk, dry erase marker, whatever you need to do to capture what I'm about to tell you. I'm going to share with you three surefire ways to get better, or to help you get better with treating you the way Kanye treats Kanye. Or helping you to figure out how to be your own best friend. Are you ready? You got your pencil, your phone, your iPad, your dry erase marker? All right, let's go. Number one, the first way to make sure that you are being your own best friend or to exercise self-compassion is to treat yourself with kindness. Be nice to yourself. Practice giving yourself verbal love when you're faced with a challenge. So, for example, all right, I get it. It's December. I guess today is December 2nd for me. But whenever you listen to this, it's December, right? Sure. You set out to accomplish these 10 amazingly awesome goals in January of this year. And okay, you'd only got a third or just a couple of those accomplished. But instead of seeing what you didn't get done, let's try looking at what you did get done and pat yourself on the back. So instead of saying, oh my gosh, I only got 3 things done this year, how about you say, girl, you are the bomb.com. You are on fleek, honey. You accomplished 3 major goals that you set out to do this year. And guess what? You received 3 bonus achievements that you didn't even plan for. How about them apples? Be kind to yourself. Learn to celebrate your small victories. Sounds cheesy, but honey, let me tell you, it works. All right, that's number one. Number two, give yourself permission to be human. We're all human, which means we're not perfect. You're not going to wake up every single day being happy. And you guys know how I feel about happiness, but I'm also a realist. So there's something called realistic optimism. And that's where I love to live, in that era of realistic optimism. Because what happens there is that when you give yourself permission to be human, when you live in realistic optimism, you allow yourself to experience the full realm of your emotions. And you have to experience every emotion. But the trick is not to get stuck in one single emotion. So, for example, let's say it's the end of the day and you're like, dude, today was a doozy. Everything that could have went wrong did go wrong. And you know what? It is okay. You may have cursed somebody out. You may have cried, which is probably what I tend to do most of the time. But guess what? Give yourself permission to be human. Acknowledge that feeling. Share it with a friend. Share it with a family member. Or write it down. Acknowledge what you're feeling. And then say to yourself, okay, I felt really sad about today. But how am I going to get out of this? If it's sadness, do something fun. Do something that typically makes you happy. For me, I like to laugh. So I'll go listen to an episode of The Read. Plug, I love The Read because it makes me die laughing. Kid Fury and Crystal. Shout out to Kid Fury and Crystal. But anyway, do something that makes you laugh or makes you feel uplifted. Do that and move forward. And you know what? After you feel better, figure out how to make tomorrow a better day. Number 3, lessons are gold. Take note of them. Be mindful of what you consider to be a perceived weakness or failure. The key word here is perceived. So try to see what you can learn from what went wrong, or before you even do that, I like to call it, actually I learned this in my positive psychology class, is a concept called taking yourself to court. So you have an event that happens in your life, negative or positive. More than likely, it's negative because you feel bad about it. You immediately assume this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, or I'm always doing this, or I never do that. Take yourself to court. Say to yourself, all right, what are the facts? Was it really that bad? Make a list of evidence for yes, it was really that bad, and evidence for nah, it really wasn't that deep. More than likely, your list of nah, it really wasn't that deep is going to be longer than it was really that bad. Finding out, you know what, I can learn from this, I can move forward from this. What are the facts? Finding out the facts versus what's not true will help you to move forward and to see the lessons in things that go wrong or perceived failures. Always think about, what can I learn from this? Lessons are gold. Another favorite thing I do is I say to myself, will this even matter in a year? That's my favorite thing to say when I feel like I've completely fallen on my face. What can I learn from this? And key, will this even matter in a year? More than likely, the answer is, girl, not at all. Or boy, not at all. All right? So, did you guys get that? Did you get those three things? Let's do a quick recap. Number one, these are the three reasons or three ways to be your own best friend, or three ways to love yourself or be kind to yourself, like Kanye is kind to Kanye. Number one, treat yourself with kindness. Number two, give yourself permission to be human. And number three, lessons are gold. Say to yourself, will this even matter in a year? Or what can I learn from this? All right, so basically what self-compassion does is it helps you to create a more realistic and stable perspective of who you are as a person. It also helps you to recover more quickly from setbacks and things that are bound to happen, because we are human beings and things happen all the time. When we get into the habit of giving ourselves the same kindness and care that we give to all of our good friends and family members and people that are outside of ourselves, it helps to add a little bit more happiness in our day-to-day lives. And that's why we're here, right? I'm here to get you guys wrapped and happy. All right, so this concludes day two of our Wrapped and Happy Glee Course series. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day. Wasn't that bad, right? To spend with me and to talk about how to be your own best friend. I hope that you tuck these notes in your back pocket, your purse, your wallet, under your pillow, just somewhere that will remind you to be kind to yourself, to give yourself permission to be human, and to realize that lessons are gold. Take this with you during the holiday season and right now at the end of this year, and watch yourself feel better and just a tad bit happier. Okay, that's it for today. I can't wait to catch up with you guys tomorrow. I hope this is so much helpful for you. If it is, give me a shout out on social media. I'm at Kianti Lomax, at C-H-I-A-N-D-I-L-O-M-A-X on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Hit me up. And until next time, remember that happiness is intentional, perfection is overrated, and last but certainly not least, coffee is magical. See you next time.
Thank you.